Bet on the Spring Carnival with Bluebet, the true blue Aussie bookie.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MJ.
And if you're a West Tigers fan, you do not want to miss today's show because MG, he's done the hard work on behalf of Tim Sheens, and he's figured out the first three things that Tim Sheens must do now that he's got his feet under the desk at the West Tigers again.
Yeah, I'm actually excited if I'm a West Tigers fan for the addition of Timmy Sheens. A man who's been around for a long time. He's won four competitions as a coach. He's a fantastic mentor, and I think he's just the thing that not only the West Tigers, but Madge McGuire needs at the moment.
How many steps in your master plan?
Three.
Three steps. Three-step master Three plan steps. For the West Tigers coming up today. We're also, I think you're going to get fired up about this, MG. I won't tell you what it is, but suffice to say, AFL has made a decision that seems very, it's political correctness gone mad. It seems like
it?
Participation okay. ribbons for kids at school type stuff. So I'll tell you what that
go.
Is.
Get ready. Get and ready, baby.
I get a sense that you're not going to like it. And of course, it's a Tuesday as we come towards the end of 2021. So we will be playing another edition of MG's Brain Game. And it's all about you today, mate. It's all
well,
about
if
you.
If I don't pass, I'm in big trouble.
But before we get to all that, oh, the glue that holds the Triple M NRL family together, even in the off-season, MG. Even well, when the SHIT is hitting the fan.
Last week was Clag.
Oh, yeah.
This week's glue is.
We've had some. Michael Chambers has closed the gap on you, Reedy. Yeah. Brent Reed, welcome.
Michael Chambers, look, what's he doing here? He's supposed to be. Where's he supposed to be? He's all dressed up with nowhere to go. Hey, Chambers, wait there. We'll lunch in a minute, mate.
Are you ready to deliver today, Reedy?
Well, you blokes really know how to lift a guy's spirits.
Well,
hey, you know we joke. We know you're our favourite.
We've given you the carrot all year. It's time for a bit of stick. So, come on, where are we starting?
Well, let's start with Piercy.
Okay.
Why not? Because, you know, the story's been ongoing and ongoing. It hasn't gone away. And look, I expect this to be resolved this week. I think he'll secure the release from Newcastle. He'll head to the south of France, Mitchell Pearce, for the next 3 years. And, you know, it's dragged on and on and on, hasn't it, to the point of no return now. And I reckon that, yeah, as I said, I think it'll be finalised this week. And then it becomes an issue about what Newcastle do to fill that void. Cause it's a pretty significant void. Your number seven, we wait and see how that plays out. But, yeah, Piercy, it's been a great knock by Piercy. But I think the curtain's about to be drawn on his NRL career, Mitchell Pearce.
Yeah, which you mentioned, really, lose a very big void because, I mean, he's their best player, consistently their best player. He's their, you know, obviously Caelan Ponga is their superstar. But yeah. Without Mitchell Pearce, they have no direction. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I know that Joey Johns wants Luke Brooks up there. Tim Sheens is back in town, so you expect him to make a pretty big, a significant announcement around Luke Brooks. So, it's getting juicy.
Andrew John's comments were interesting, weren't they?
Yeah, very.
Obviously, he's at another club and he's batting his eyelids at Luke Brooks, and they didn't go down well in West Tigers territory, those comments. But he's done nothing wrong, Joey. I mean, he's been a long-term admirer of Luke Brooks. Even before Luke Brooks played first grade, he was raving about him. So I think he'd love to get his hands on him if he could.
Yeah. Hey, Reddy, quickly before we wrap up the Mitchell Pearce thing, any word on the transfer fee? That is, I understand what the Knights were interested in getting from the Dragons.
I don't think it's going to happen. But the fact is, I think Pearce's basically foregone his wages for the immediate term, so he won't get paid for this month at Newcastle, and straight away that's what, $50,000, I think. So you could almost, I think the transfer fee's almost in the fact he's waived his pay. So I don't think they'll get one out of the Catalans.
Geez, he really wants to get over there, doesn't he? Already, let's look back to the NRL then. We know Regan Campbell-Gillard has signed a new deal with the Eels, which came as something of a surprise given he flaunted himself to the Dolphins a couple of weeks back. What about his front row partner, Junior Paulo? Where's his contract at?
Yeah, look, there was a bit of mail during the rounds today that he was about to re-sign with Parramatta. I don't think that's necessarily right because I believe he's meeting some other clubs this week, Junior Paulo. So Parramatta's got a fight in their hands to retain Junior. You know, my gut feel is that he will stay, but he is exploring his options, Junior Paulo. So that's a concern for Parramatta given the cap's tight and rival clubs could potentially throw plenty of money at him. My feeling is he'll stay, but he is exploring his options. He's looking around this week. So we'll see how it plays out for Parramatta.
My feelings are your feelings. I think he'll stay at Parramatta, and I think he's doing exactly what Regan Campbell-Gillard did, which they've got every right to do, and as their managers have to do, is to get as much money as they can for their client. And I think what they're doing, they've got to meet another club, so the Parramatta up the ante.
Just the old leverage, the old, I'm having conversations.
Mate, it's been around since 1908. You've got to keep
going. And the same thing's going on with Murata Niokora at the moment. My feeling is that Murata will be the one guy who will almost certainly leave. And, it's become a situation where it's the Eels and the Warriors for Murata Niokora. The Dragons have conceded defeat on that front. And my feeling is he will go to the Warriors.
Nice.
So if they can keep Junior Paulo in the face of these offers from elsewhere, they're doing well, Parramatta.
All right. And lastly, this one has been somewhat under the radar for the nature of the investigation, but James Tedesco being investigated by the NRL's Integrity Unit over alleged racist comments he made on a night out.
Yeah, look, this will be resolved, I expect, tomorrow. Obviously, James has spoken to the Integrity Unit, and that Integrity Unit has spoken to the woman at the centre of the allegations, that obviously Teddy yelled Squid Games towards her, and she's of Vietnamese descent. So, look, Teddy's basically said it was a misunderstanding, as I understand it, that he was talking to his mates, and she mistook what he said. I think we'll get a resolution tomorrow from the NRL. I spoke to Andrew Abdo today about it, he expects it to be handed down pretty soon. So, we'll know soon enough for Teddy.
All right, fair enough. MG, I don't know about your thoughts, but I think off the back of that, we could probably send Chamo home. I don't think we need him today.
Carrianos is out there as well. We've got
Carrianos. you're scraping the barrel now.
Nicolussi's out there. Come on,
Nicolussi.
Yeah, they're all there, mate.
They all want your spot, baby.
Hey, Reedy, we're going to speak to you again on Thursday because we are still in this free agent frenzy and we expect some more deals to be done this week. Nice work.
Yeah, cool. See you, boys.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. Of course, we do it thanks to Bluebet, MG, because whether it's cross sports, same game, or same race multis, you might be having a same race at the moment with the Spring Carnival coming to a close. If you are going to have a bet, do it with Bluebet, the true blue Aussie bookie. Of course, if you are having a bet, make sure you do so responsibly. MG, we teased to this yesterday because Tim Sheens is back. He's got his boots under the desk at the West Tigers as the director of football, but you've done some of the work for him. You've gone and done some of the hard graft for Sheensy.
Yep.
And figured out what he needs to be focusing on in these early days back at the West Tigers.
Yeah, I have. And I think that Tim, being the statesman of the game he is, he would be already around this. But look, first let me say, I go way back with Tim Sheens. In 1984, I was trialling for Penrith Jersey Flag Team at St Mary's when I was 17. And I'd done a couple of big tackles in that game. And I come off the field and I was with my mum. And Tim Sheens walked towards me and he said, "Mate, what's your name?" And I said, "Mark Geyer." And he said, "Mate, how would you like to play under 23s for Penrith this year?" So he gave me my first ever opportunity in grade, and I'll always be thankful for it. And I really love him as a bloke. I think he's got his work cut out for him, but I think if anybody can do it, it's Timmy. Just turned 71. He's got a lot of guile and experience. He'll need all that guile and experience to turn this team around, because he's a power figure in our game, Liam, for getting Penrith into the finals for the first time in 85. To winning comps with the rampaging Raiders, to coaching the West Tigers to their last time they won the comp. So he's won four competitions as a coach. So he's got that acumen about him. Okay, the three big things that Timmy Sheens has to do as soon as he puts his feet under the desk is, number one, Luke Brooks' saga's got to be stopped. One way or the other, United front, he's got to sit next to Luke Brooks at a press conference and say that this is our halfback for the next 2 years. No more innuendo, no more backstabbing this kid, because he's been through the mill. Alternatively, this is our last This is the last time we're going to be sitting next to Luke Brooks, because we've decided and he's decided to move on. But one way or the other, they've got to clear the air. I think it's going to be the former. I think he's going to sit next to him and say, "Look, this is our halfback. We're going to give him the keys to the engine, the keys to the car, and he's going to drive us into the sunset." And I think that's what they need straight away.
Right. So you want to see Tim Sheen seated alongside Luke Brooks and presumably Madge McGuire as well at that press conference. And it is a definitive three-person front saying Luke Brooks is here. This is the end of the speculation.
And I want to hear Luke Brooks say it himself too.
Beautiful. Right. What's step two?
He needs to sign a big name. One of these players still unsigned for 2022 is Dylan Walker from the Manly Warringah Sea Eagles. I'm sorry, Manly fans. But Dylan Walker, for mine, is a starter. The way he's come of age in the last 12 months at Manly, he can play anywhere in the back line from 1 to 7, and I say that without my tongue in my cheek, because I think he can. He can also play 13. He can play 12, 11. I think he's just come of age. I think he'd be a perfect buy for the Tigers, but they need another big name. They need to throw the kitchen sink and everything that's in the kitchen sink at Christian Welsh from the Melbourne Storm. They need him at their club for culture, for determination, for getting these young kids to follow the lead. They've got to pay overs for him. They've got to pay, you know, probably $750 a year for Christian Welsh, but I think it's every penny well spent. They need a big name.
Right, so the press conference is step one. Step two is to land Dylan Walker for season 2022 and then the big kill of Christian Welch for 2023. What's the final third step, MG, in your plan?
Timmy Sheens has to establish confidence in both the playing group, the fans, and most importantly, the coaching staff by showing a united front. They need to, as I said with Luke Brooks, this has got to be done across the board because we hear so much coming out of the West Tigers that is hearsay, that is, you know, white noise. Timmy's got to basically just put an eye through that and say, no, this is what we're sitting here today in front of you, the media, and we're telling you now that we are here to make a difference. If anyone can at West Tigers, it's Tim Sheens with Madge McGuire. I know Madge he hung on by the skin of his teeth, and I know he knows that. So now's the opportunity to put all egos aside and let's make this job together. Let's do this job together. And I think they can. I think the West Tigers can get themselves out of the mire with a new attitude, some new vision, some transparency across every part of their football organisation. And I think Tim Sheens brings that.
Can I propose a fourth or a half step
of
in your plan?
You can.
Maybe step 3B?
Of course you can.
I think he needs to go and get Ben Elias and Blocker Roach and bring them back in the tent. I think he needs to go and make those two blokes who are very outspoken, very vocal about this club and its direction that it's heading in. I think he needs to go and bring them into the inner circle and get them on board so that publicly, in the same way that Queensland former Origin greats do around Origin time, everything that those two men are saying about the club is positive and proactive, because I think that adds to a lot of the negativity you see in the media about the club and where it's headed.
Couldn't agree more. And I would throw one other name in that one, Paul Sirenin.
There you go.
Ciro kind of had a bit of divorce when they cut his son Curtis from the Tigers and went to Manly, and so them three. Then I think of, you know, obviously Wayne Pearce as well, but he's you know, with the commission and stuff. But I'd get Bennett. You're right.
But those Blocker three blokes deserve to be in the inner circle of that club.
Well, I think so. You've got to bring your legends back, and that's one thing that, you know, Roy Simmons spoke to us about the Penrith guys, who he was so surprised that every one of them knew who he was.
Mm.
West Tigers have got to get to know their legends, and I think that's a great idea, Liam. So Timmy Sheens is, look, he's got it. He's the one who first introduced kind of skill training back in 1985 at Penrith. He'd done a lot of work overseas with NFL teams. He brought that back, so he's a very smart man, and he'll get the Tigers out of this. I know he will.
Yep, and if
can't, no one can.
Well, if Sheensy follows any of those advice, we'll be sending the invoice through. I think they call that consulting, don't they, MJ?
Brown paper bag would be better. with sandwiches in it.
Now, of course, last week, I think it was, we gave you a world first, where MG, the draw for 2022, round one at least of the 2022 draw was leaked.
Yes.
And you tipped all the winners. So you gave everybody the winners for round one about 4 months in advance.
I've already put a Maldi on for it, paying $116.
He's done it with Bluebet. But yep. The full draw has been announced today. The NRL has unveiled both the NRL draw and the NRLW draw, which is fantastic to see them tying the two leagues in with one another. Great to see that the women's game, after the postponements and the delays and all the rest of that, that is going to kick off in February, the expanded six-team competition. So that gets some clean air
more,
to begin.
I want to see more of the girls playing footy. I know a lot of people want to as well. So it's, the more we see the ladies playing, the better. And Magic Round's back again for 2022, which is outstanding. A little trip to Queensland for us.
Yeah, we're going to be there. Now, the other thing I like for your Panthers, MG, is that they will play in the first game at Mount Smart Stadium for over 1,000 days when they take on the Warriors in June.
Good.
So the first time the Warriors get to go back and play at Mount Smart, it'll be the Panthers taking them on. There's a host of fantastic highlights within this draw. We're not going to dig through them all now because we don't have the time. But suffice to say, the NRL has done a terrific job preparing not only the NRLW draw, but also the NRL draw. There's a host of highlights going to be a cracking year of rugby league.
Can you imagine the emotion at Mount Smart when the Warriors go back there for the first time in ages?
It'll be absolutely incredible. That'll be a game that your Panthers boys will be crawling over themselves to be in the 17-4.
Oh, yeah. Emotion, man. Running wild.
But I should update, because obviously the vaccine policy of the NRL is something that is still being finalised. Yep. They're not adopting a no vax, no play as the AFL has done. They are trying to establish protocols so that unvax players and vaccinated players can still compete next year. Here's what Andrew Abdo had to say on the vaccine policy of the game at the moment and the prospect of some players not being allowed into states and stadiums if they're unvaccinated.
Yeah, well, we've always said we'll adhere to the public health order. So if the public health order is you can't enter the stadium unless you're vaccinated, then those players won't be able to train and play. We obviously don't want to see players sacked. We want to see everyone vaccinated. And if they aren't vaccinated, we want to see a way in which we're able to get them playing safely. But ultimately, those are decisions for the employers to make.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's getting closer to the no jab, no play policy that the AFL have adopted. I can't see anything, any way around it. If you haven't had the vaccination by the time your club goes back to A, train, or B, play, I don't think you'll be playing.
Yeah, the Nelson Asofa Solomona is still the kind of the case study of this, because if he gets sacked, does his salary become a part of the cap, or is it not included because he's sacked? Do they have grounds to sack him? Is another team allowed to pick him up, because he's in Victoria at the moment where the restraints are somewhat more rigid?
Too many questions, not enough answers.
Well, we're going to play your brain game in a minute. Hopefully it's not the same situation there. Now, MG, we are going to get ready for your brain game. We are testing you towards the end of the year on the sport of 2021, the different moments that have happened today. We're looking back on some rants that you've gone on throughout the show this year to see if you can remember what you were talking about, which should be fun. That's coming up.
Bugger.
That's coming
bugger.
Up. But before we get to that, I wanted to bring this story to your attention because I'm not sure if you've come across it yet. It's from the world of AFL. They've got the AFL draft happening later this month, 24th of November, where all these young kids, these hopefuls looking to pursue a professional footballing career, they get judged, they get tested, they get put through all these various skills at the draft combines and the likes. But this year, for the first time probably in the history of the draft combine and the testing, there is a test that has been taken off the table by the AFL for fears of body shaming. The AFL will not be conducting skinfold tests for the draft prospects this year
because
over
of
fears
of
body shaming, that these young teenagers could be made to feel shameful about their bodies should they record.
Well, you know what? We and I'm talking about we as a sport, ex-sportsman, as a current sportsman, we choose that path. We choose the path. No one comes and says to us, do you want to come play professional sport? We choose that path. So we basically sign off on everything that comes with it. And one of them things that always comes with it is a skinfold test. You've got to know where your athlete's at to know whether to what to do to betterment to, for the betterment of his career or her career. The skinfold test is something that you get done. I do it at my gym. So you can say to someone, look where you are now. You got this mark. Let's in 6 weeks' time, let's get that lower. And that's exactly what happens at sporting levels. Everyone comes back with, around this time of year, with high skinfold levels. If you don't, well, you've been training your ass off and you shouldn't have been over preseason because you've got another 6 weeks to do that. So I don't understand this. So at the end of the preseason, you get a participation of preseason certificate.
It is starting to feel a little bit like that.
I get it with other...
At school, where you want to encourage everybody to be a part of things.
And professions, I get it with other professions where you might, being that way where you've got to have a certain body for a certain thing. But rugby league, AFL, they're the first two that come to mind. You've got to be as fit as you possibly can. And the only way to get as fit as you possibly can is to know where you're at. If you don't know where you're at, you've got no guidance to know where you're going to be. And one of them really good guiders is a skinfold test. Obviously, you're going to throw away scales as well?
Well, I think the AFL has said that they've been guided by the AIS, the Australian Institute of Sport, on this decision. Man. But we've already seen the Sydney Swans recruitment boss, who's an absolute guru, Kinnear Beetson. He's come out and said, well, this skinfold test forms part of the jigsaw puzzle that is how I draft kids, is how I pick kids.
Of course it does.
And the reality is, Kinnear Beetson said, he's like, well, if you don't want to do it, there's 100 kids lined up. There's thousands of kids lined up behind you.
And there's a thing called park footy that you can play. There's a thing called park footy that you can play where you don't earn $500,000 a year by. So okay, who's the one who signed off on this? Is this?
Well, I presume it's McLaughlin. It's the head of the AFL. I presume he's had to give it the green
light. Press that green button for me, please. Press that green button. Yeah. No, come on, man. Come on, Gil. Fair dinkum. No skin fold tests. What are we becoming as a country? What are we becoming when sports people don't have a mandatory skin fold test?
Come on, man.
You jump on the scales after pre-season, you go, okay, I'm 5 kilos overweight, my skin folds are 5% more than I want to be. Okay, I know where I've got to be. So what do you do when you don't have to do that? Where do you know you've got to be? How do they judge if you're not over... I don't get it.
Come on, man.
Yeah, come on, Gil. You're better than that, mate. You're better than that. You've been great with the no jab, no play. Big tick for that. But as far as skin folds go, now you've just jumped the shark, brother.
Come on, man.
Big time. You've jumped the shark. You're trying to put a square, yeah, square in a circle. Like, come on, man. Far out. Oh, man, all the chubbies would be going, yee-haw! And I tell you what, every time I'd come back from an off-season, my skin fold would be through the roof. And then, so what, no more fat clubs anymore?
No more fat clubs, NRL preseason.
So the guys who have to train extras on Saturdays, they're just getting a free ticket.
No, they're going to rebrand it to the Encouragement Club. Look, hey, I'm just going to get you to jump into the Encouragement Club over there, all right?
Yeah, no, it's a professional sport for a reason. It's called professional. It's you get the opportunity, you make the decision that you want to play professional sport, so you tick every box that goes with that, and that's just silly. That's silly, Gil.
Yeah, it's in the title, professional athlete.
That's right. Come on, man.
All right, we're almost done for your Tuesday. Now, MG, you know, you knew this was coming.
Yeah, of course.
You know what's coming every week until we finish up for the year.
I couldn't really...
you can't really prepare for today.
Because this is kind of just, you're going to go down on a tangent of what I've said in the last 12 months and why I blew up in it, and I don't know, but I'll have to think.
Right. Time to play this.
We've just got to run some tests, Dr. Gaia.
You think you're so clever?
It's time for MG's Brain Game.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
The game where we look back on the year of sport for 2021 and see if MG remembers any of it.
I've been good in some of it, pretty ordinary.
You remembered State of Origin, but that's about it so far. So I've tailored today, so it's all about you.
If I get this wrong, I'm in big trouble.
I have got 5 bits of audio of you on this show from this year, ranting about things, getting fired up about things. And all I need you to do is tell me what you were fired up about. Pretty self-explanatory.
Play the tape.
Let's go. First one, MG, what are you fired up about? Here.
I find it deplorable to even think that we're going to sack a coach again 7 rounds into a comp. You can't even think about getting rid of... That was Johnny Morris.
What?
You can't even think about getting rid of Maguire.
That was you sticking up for Madge.
What?
Back in round 7.
Oh, geez, he was gone all year, wasn't he? Wow. I thought that was Johnny Morris.
Well, let's play the next one, MG. What are you fired up about here?
These guys have white-handed him from the get-go, the hierarchy, for the last, I don't know how long. Now it's been confirmed, I'd say piss off. I've got nothing to do with you. I've been instrumental in getting most of these kids through to first grade. Now you're treating me like this? Bye-bye. Yeah, now it's Johnny Morris. They've done the dirty on him big time, the Sharks hierarchy. If it was me, see you later.
There you go. That one was Johnny Morris.
Yep. Yeah, that was Johnny.
You are very sympathetic to NRL coaches.
Well, I suppose it happens. I kind of mature with age. Sometimes, you know, as when you're a young guy in the media and you see things happening, you think it's all about making a statement and making that statement resonate. But now it's kind of, I've got a lot more compassion, I suppose, because most of these guys are around my age or a bit younger, and it's a career. They've got families. So, it's something
right.
That's...
Next one, MG, you're 1 from 2. What were you fired up about here?
To whoever is in charge of... Your fans need answers. Your fans need a face to tell them what the hell is bloody going on. Oh, would that be rugby union?
Oh, wow.
That's such an ordinary way to start the 2021 season. It really is. I'd hate to be a Dragons fan at the minute.
That was you fired up about the Israel Folau saga all the way back at the start of 2021.
Yeah, well,
firing up at the Dragons.
It started bad for the Dragons and ended worse for the Dragons, didn't it, because of that barbecue gate and... They didn't win another game after that. They've been installed as the early favourites for the Wooden Spoon next year, which I don't think they'll get. But, okay.
Tough old year if you're Anthony Griffin. Talk about being sympathetic to coaches.
You've gone back to February for that.
I'm gone everywhere. I said this is a brain game for 2021. All right, next one, and you should be able to get this because you rant about this fairly often. What are you on about here?
But as soon as he gets that in his hand, he turns into a flog. He just turns into a bloke who just doesn't, who's got no resilience. Your mate. Look, his total disdain for authority is just so unsportsmanlike. And it seems that the one thing stopping him from becoming a really, really great tennis player.
Yeah. Nick Kyrgios, well done. You got that one. Yeah, Nick. You're always going to. All right, so this is the decide. This is this next last one.
2-2.
Decides
okay.
whether you pass this today's edition of the Brain Game.
Come on, baby.
MG.
Yep.
What are you fired up about here?
Yeah, it pisses me off. How stupid to let someone in your inner sanctum that is supposed to be your inner sanctum have a camera out.
Oh.
Well, that could have happened to a lot of NRL players over the last 10 years.
Doesn't narrow it down.
Ever since the mobile phones were introduced, but I'm pretty sure that was with the Storm boys, with Brandon Smith and Cameron Munster. It's very un-Storm-like. And no matter what we find out about what these substances were, the fact that we're all talking about it when we should have been enjoying the Dally M last night, we're talking about it today when we should be pumping up the grand final week, is so selfish. He gets over the line. Yo,
you
yeah.
passed.
Come on, baby.
You passed the Brain Game.
Yeah. Thank you.
All I had to do was make it all about you.
The academy. I'd like to thank the Front Rowers Academy, the Back Rowers Academy, where I played a lot of my footy, the Interchange Bench Academy, which I played a lot of games as well. So thank you for the memories.
Ironically, he's never actually been a part of an educational academy. But, MG,
never.
We are done for today. Brain Game will be back next week. Not quite sure what the topic will be. Now that you've passed one, I might have to make it a bit difficult. But we're done. Got to get out of here. Say your goodbyes.
As always, our beautiful listeners, thank you so much for your ears. He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay random.
Bet on the Spring Carnival with BlueBet, the true blue Aussie bookie.